once more to the last chapter of Luke, this time the first verse. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women went to the tomb carrying the spices they had prepared. About this time, every year, the yearbook comes out, the Lance. I'm told it's at the printers right now. And both students and faculty alike enjoy looking back over some of the events of the past year. And I wonder, what if the early Christians had published a yearbook, especially that year of the first Easter? Would they be looking back more than at reunions every 20 years? Would they be looking back to see some of the events that took place? Do you think there'd be a picture in there of the women leaving their homes with their spices that morning, before it was yet light out? They had loved Jesus and served him and his disciples from Galilee all the way to Jerusalem. And then, in a few hours, their lives had come crashing down around their ears. In the depths of their grief, they had prepared those aromatic spices for the body of the Lord. Do you think they would have taken a cell phone picture of those spices before they left the house? Of course, those spices would be useless that day. And speaking of useless, when they arrived at the tomb, what did they see but the now useless stone rolled away from the entrance? They had come to visit a body that was not there. A useless mission. They were at a loss as to how to figure it all out. Their mental ingenuity would not contribute to the glory of the resurrection. They would neither carry out their plan, nor would they be able to help bring about the victory that day. It was already done. Even the two angels in the tomb seemed useless at first. They had been sent to roll away the stone and stand guard over what? He was already gone. But the angels did not ask why they were there. They asked, "Why are you here? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has been raised. Remember how he told you when he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again." Can you imagine that? The angels had been listening in back in Galilee when Jesus had told the disciples. And where did it go? Phew! Right over their heads. But the angels were listening. They were delighted to look into these things and hear how the Son of Man would redeem all mankind. And that is exactly what he had done without your help or mine. It was the day the Lord had made, and he makes everything special. The angels reminded the women of Jesus' words, and that was the most useful thing that could have occurred on that day of useless things. The spices were useless, the stone, the reason for their journey, the tomb, the grave clothes, yes, even the Roman guards and the emperor's seal were useless for their original purpose that day. But the women's own reasoning abilities and that of the other disciples? Well, yes, they were also useless to fathom it all. But Jesus' words, those answered fear and anxiety and perplexity and awe. Jesus had said that he would lay down his life for the sheep and that he would take it up again. He had said that he would give his life a ransom for all. Luke reports that after the angel spoke to the women, then they remembered his words. By remembering his words, not just the day, but the truth also dawned upon them. The priceless life of the Son of God had been put in the balance for the sins of all mankind, and there was life left over. All our sins have been answered. Our debt has been paid. Now everything becomes special, doesn't it? The spices and the love that prepared them, they didn't bring him back from the dead, but they brought the women to the tomb to see that something had happened. Their errand was not needed in itself, but it brought them to God's messengers. And finally, to a remembrance of Jesus' words. How precious, then, those unused spices in their annual. And how precious all those things and events in our lives that have brought us to where we sit today, to the empty tomb, to a remembrance of his words, to the realization that if he died for all, he died for us, you and me, and rose for us also. Come to think of it, the Spirit of God did cause an annual to be written, a yearbook, the Year of the Lord book, so that every day we can picture the events of that first Easter morning. And when we remember the words of Jesus, then we realize that our resurrection did not come about through the mental powers of the perplexed women, nor through some far-sighted dreams of the 11 disciples. They were too practical to dream up a thing like Easter. They did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. But now, even the perplexity and skepticism become special witnesses to the fact that the resurrection was not dreamed up by them. This was the day the Lord had made. He makes everything special. Also, your life. When we remember the words of Jesus, then we become aware that he who overcame the tomb, the stone, the bewilderment, the unbelief of his own followers, he also overcame the cross and turned it into the glorious sign of salvation that it is. He has overcome our sin and turned our death to the gateway to eternal life and joy. Surely then, he will also lift us up out of every valley, no matter how dark, and has given us reason always to sing in the midst of storms. Christian, dry your flowing tears. Chase your unbelieving fears. Look on his deserted grave and doubt no more his power to save. Hymn 188, stanza 6, 188, last stanza.
Sharp, feebler voices.